With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A mass shooting in a legal bar in South Africa has left more than 10 people dead and scores injured.
A mass shooting at a bar near Pretoria, South Africa, has left at least 11 people dead, including children. Police spoke about the details of the mass shooting and how they're dealing with these crimes.
These illegal shebeens are really giving us a problem as the police, because a lot of murders are being reported at these illegal establishments.
Police say the shooting occurred in an unlicensed bar in a nearby town. More than 10 people were wounded and taken to the hospital. Authorities are searching for suspects. South Africa has one of the highest homicide rates in the world, with firearms being the leading cause of death, despite strict gun laws. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Congressman Andy Biggs believes that the policies of former President Biden caused the current affordability problems. The Arizona Republican says the previous administration let millions of illegal aliens into the country and poured trillions of dollars in wasteful spending into the economy.
The COVID money that's out there and all the fraud that went with it, we're trying still to figure out how we absorb, as we're moving people. I think we've moved about 2 million people plus out of the country under Donald Trump, but that still leaves 18 million new people at least in the country that you're trying to deal with and absorb. And then the other thing is you're trying to deal with the cash that's out there.
Congressman Biggs made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has defended military strikes on alleged drug cartel boats, saying President Trump has the right to take military action as he sees fit. It comes as the Trump administration faces intense questioning over the deadly strikes and whether they violate international law. Officials say at least 25 people, including tourists, have been killed in a fire at a popular nightclub in India's Goa state. This is SRN News. Who trusts the mainstream media?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the mainstream media. Black Protestants, at 65%, are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Families of Mexico's disappeared have gathered at a church near Mexico City to craft Christmas ornaments bearing the faces of their missing loved ones. Those handmade ornaments now hang from a tree of hope inside the sanctuary until February 2nd. Official figures indicate that more than 133,000 people have disappeared in Mexico since 1952. Human trafficking, kidnapping, acts of retaliation, and forced recruitment among the causes. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports on Chinese forces firing flares that are aimed at a Philippine plane that was simply making a routine patrol.
This incident happened when the Philippine plane was making a routine patrol in the disputed South China Sea. The flares did not cause any problems, and the aircraft proceeded with its surveillance mission. According to Filipino officials, the flares were fired from the Chinese-occupied Subi Reef, but it remained unclear how far they were from the Philippine Fisheries Bureau's Cessna Grand Caravan aircraft. Chinese officials did not immediately comment on the incident. Beijing has claimed virtually the entire South China Sea and has vowed to persistently defend its sovereignty. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Russia has lost a major missile and drone attack on Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure and triggering air alerts, and 8 people at least injured. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.